So the reading today is from Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 17. And that's on page 207 in the Bibles, in the Pew Bibles, or those of you who've got them. So that's Ephesians chapter 4, verses starting at 17. Now this I affirm and insist on in the Lord. You must no longer live as the Gentiles live, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of their ignorance and hardness of heart. They've lost all sensitivity and have abandoned themselves to licentiousness, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. That is not the way you learned Christ. For surely you've heard about him and were taught in him, as truth is in Jesus. You were taught to put away your former way of life, your old self, corrupt and deluded by its lusts, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to clothe yourselves with the new self, created according to the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So then, putting away falsehood, let us all speak the truth to our neighbours, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labour and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away all from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. This is the word of the Lord.
I have to thank Alice and Phoebe for bringing along perfect props for new life. So thank you. Ephesians 4 starts with this call a bit earlier than Rose read, of leading a life worthy of our calling. So I thought it'd be worth having a look at what our calling is, what it is that we as Christians are called to be, and how we're supposed to act. This verse here is my kind of guiding principle on how I try and lead my life. Love God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your strength and with all your mind. So that's pretty well every ounce of your being. You are called to love God. And then to love your neighbour as yourself, not to despise yourself in any way, but to love your neighbour as you love yourself. And I think if we hold this verse as a guiding principle as to how we are to live, then we will, to a large degree, be answering our calling. Now, pinching next week's sermon, in the next chapter of... I'm sure it'll be much better. In the next chapter of Ephesians, we read, "Be imitators of God and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us." So we're called to imitate Christ. And in this slide, we remember one of the most humble acts that our Lord did when he washed the feet of the disciples. This was the Son of God, and yet he humbled himself and washed the feet of his disciples. He didn't seek position. He was humble. So we're called to love our God, we're called to love our neighbour, and we're called to imitate Christ. And then we're also called to serve each other in love. Now, I will be serving at the barbecue after this service with love and hopefully a properly cooked burger. Otherwise, Richard will be after me. There are so many risk assessments on the cooking of the burgers that I'm very worried that I might mess it up. But seriously, we do need to consider what it means to serve one another in love. It's more than just saying, how are you? It's more than just a casual inquiry. We need to understand what service is. And then we're called to spread the gospel. Various ways we consider doing that. Evangelism, loving our neighbour. There's a saying that they will know we are Christians by our love. Alpha is a means of spreading the gospel. Let us stand apart and demonstrate God's love to a needy generation. As many of you know, as part of St. Mark's ministry, we run the Debt of Ice service, and there are lives weekly who are so in need of something much more than they have. They're captured by debt, worry, concern. And then we're called to walk in obedience to God, to live a life of faith. Faith is believing that which we haven't yet seen. It's a bit about living a life where we believe that what we have not yet seen will come to pass, that we will receive it. We're called to live in God's will. How do we know God's will? It's a difficult question. As I was reflecting on this, I thought I used to ask myself that question more when I was younger than I perhaps do now. But when you're going through life and you're sort of thinking, what is it, God? And we used to talk about wanting to see it in the clouds written. I remember being at Spring Harvest once, and Jan had our young children back in the chalet, and they were calling people onto the mission field, and Jan was praying there saying, I hope he doesn't go forward. So we need to understand from our Father what his will is for us. But we do have clear principles. Love God with your whole being. Love your neighbour. Imitate Christ, serve one another in love, spread the gospel, and walk by faith in God's will. There are others we are called to worship God, and I'm sure there's many others that I've left out. But the beginning of this chapter is a call to lead a life that is worthy of that calling, and it's not easy because our base nature doesn't always want to do those things. I can quite often find that my neighbour is a pain. You'll find this surprising. I'm not good at being humble. I'm not the best at serving. I actually quite like being served. So our base nature is sometimes in conflict with the calling we have. And then we read in Ephesians 4:22 that we are to put off our old self and to be renewed, to renew our minds and put on our new self, which is created in the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. Just think about that. When you looked in the mirror this morning, did you see a person renewed with their new self, created in the likeness of God? Or did you see your old self looking back, a bit greyer, fed up with hot nights and moaning? I actually believe that putting on your new self is a daily discipline. It's a conscious act of the mind. Each day we're faced with this decision, old life versus new life. We read that the old life is defeated and dead, but mine does resurrect itself daily. We're trying to put our old life as far away as we can from us. That means not placing yourself in situations where you'll be tempted to do the things that you like to do that were not right. In this slide, Paul describes, and I'm going to read out some of the old self versus the new self. The old self, tossed to and fro, ignorant and darkened in understanding, greedy to practice impurity, corrupted by deceitful desires, living, speaking falsehood, lying, given over to sinful anger, stealing, dishonest work, laziness, corrupt in talk, the gossip, bitter, vengeful, slanderous, and malicious. And the new self that we're called to be is humble, gentle, patient, eager to maintain unity. Boy, do we need unity. Rooted in truth and willing to speak the truth in love. Righteous and holy, quick to seek reconciliation. Hard-working, having integrity. Generous, use words to build each other up. Kind and forgiving. So on the one side is our base nature, and the other side, our new self. But this stuff is not easy. This is one of the quotes that I take most comfort in, that Paul wanted to do what was right. His intentions were good, but he found himself doing things that are wrong. And I often have the best of intentions. I honestly have the best of intentions, but then I get tired, I give in, I just don't do them. We often joke in our life group about, I used to go to London a lot, I still go occasionally, but I used to go to London a lot, and when I get on the train, I always intended saying fruit platter, but the words came out full grill. I just couldn't, and I used to feel so disappointed with myself. I'd practiced it. I'd even practiced saying fruit platter, that would be a grill, please. And I want to say to you that you must not give in to the old man. The old man will occasionally win a fight, but the new man will win the war. When we fall down, we need to get back up and come before the Lord and put back on our new self. We need to believe we have a new self, and it's our true self. It's what God calls us to be. And it's important to know that we're not alone in that fight. God is there with you. He's fighting the battle. He's on our side. And remember, he loves you so much that he sent his only son to die for you. We also have each other. We're designed to be the body of Christ here on earth. We're designed to need each other. We're designed to be dependent on each other and to care for each other. We each have a duty to each other, and we have a duty to accept help. And it's good to find people that we are accountable to. When we're struggling, we're not designed to be like islands. Satan will constantly tell you you're too bad to go and hide, but we shouldn't do that. We're designed to be stronger together. Now, I'm fortunate to be part of a good life group where we know each other's weaknesses and strengths, where we can talk with a high degree of honesty without fear of judgment. It's an important biblical principle, and we need each other. When Jan and I were young, we were once, we attended a church in Rochester. A minister called Stan. Stan married us. And then one Sunday, and it sticks with me to this day, he was a bit radical 120 years ago, he made us, each one of us, stand up and just yell out, "I am a new creation." And it happened all over the congregation. But one of his strongest messages was that we are all new creations. We acknowledge that we are renewed. We're made new in Christ. And it's a constant process. It's not a once for all. We fall down. Some days we put on our old self because it feels more comfortable. But you and I know that when we live our new life, we feel so much happier and at peace. When you're living in denial and living not as Christ intended, you don't feel happy. And the battle does belong to the Lord. He will fight for you. We just need to believe and rest in that knowledge. We need to seek daily renewal and consciously put on our new self. Now I'm going to ask you if you're prepared to just stand and say these words. I want you to just say, I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
And in the morning, when you wake up, say it to the mirror. I am a new creation. Don't let Satan talk to you. And tonight, when you go to bed, also say, I am a new creation. And believe you are. Thank you.